You're listening to Ear Candy. I am Mark O'Connor, broadcasting live from local FM here in St. John, and you may be listening any place across the country, all kinds of stations courtesy of the Radio Exchange program. Broadcast the program, I've got you in mind too. I'm going to start the show off. We do a show of upbeat, up-tempo, pop, catchy pop rock songs. I'm going to get the show started with three songs that feature bongos. Like, bongos, I think, are the hidden secret to a lot of catchy music. That's my theory, anyway. But here are three that more obviously have bongos in them. So if you're kind of into listening closer to pop songs, listen closely for the old bongos. We're going to start with New Brunswick band Partner from their EP called Saturday the 14th. This one is called Stone Thought.
Cup of tea, hoping it would come back to me, but it had been lost to the sands of time, and now it will be totally impossible to find stone. We'll be right back.
the sugar cube man passes out the treats here in Sugar Land. You can find the candy man who strolls down Candy Lane with his candy cane. Oh, hit your bliss point. Hit your bliss point. Hit your bliss point. In the pleasure zone. Hit your bliss point. Hit your bliss point. Hit your bliss point. In the pleasure zone. On a desert island. Settled by the pine. Everything's so tasty. And everyone is pasty. Out in the sugar sticks. They got the sugar fix. For broken candy hearts. A poultice of maple tarts. Even television is an icing sugar vision. Every single show has a candy-coated glow. Oh, hit your bliss point. Hit your bliss point. Hit your bliss point. In the pleasure zone. Hit your bliss point. Hit your bliss point. Hit your bliss point. In the pleasure zone. You sugar crashed your candy red car. They locked you up in jail behind those chocolate bars. The candy people sigh on your sugar highs. And when they nod to sleep, they're dreaming of more treats. The mayor of Candy Town is always half-baked. He told the bureaucrats to let them all eat cake. Oh, hit your bliss point. Hit your bliss point. Hit your bliss point. In the pleasure zone. Hit your bliss point. Hit your bliss point. Hit your bliss point. In the pleasure zone.
Sugarland by Sir from Time Machine. You can get that song from Sir Bandcamp, S-I-R-R, bandcamp.com, free. The whole record. It's amazing. Bongos in it too, right? That's what I said the whole set was about. Before that, we heard Living on Top from Brian Olive. That's the title track to that particular album. And we started with partner Stoned Thought. Best thought ever, but a stoned thought already forgot. There's a band that makes catchy, catchy songs, great music, and have a sense of humor, too. Definitely not a comedic band, but a serious band, but one that writes their songs with a sense of humor. I can appreciate that. I'm sure you can, too. The show is Ear Candy. I am Mark O'Connor, and we're just going to keep things going. We're going to go with another maritime artist, a rapper. I will call him, I don't know, a nerd rapper. Like, he likes to rap about Canadiana, which is one thing I admire. Very catchy stuff, and comic books, and science fiction movies, and pop culture. All the kinds of things that, if you were a fan of the show Big Bang Theory, you would be into the things that Word Burglar writes about. This one here is called Rhyme O'Clock, kind of a rockin' number here on Ear Candy.
It's more like a word bird up in the spot with the speakers turned on and the mics are hot. We got people in the place who came to rock. And yo, let your bird. It's the time on your
making noise like when ponds get chopped. Moving heads like ladies whose behinds are hot. Designed to rock. Co-sign with props and an affidavit stating we define the spot. So why not bring on the next hype bringer? We take him out the ring like your ex-wife's finger.
Bigger pain in the ass than having bet bugs. I'm itching to get in the track so cats forget some. Lukewarm radio pap that's taking your cap or thinking as a flattened Stetson. Shallow, proceed with showtime at the gallows. To gallow, your roast like Pate or Clark battles. Metallo, don't keep your comics round me. True reader for real, ask Word Bergie.
It's more or less a word bird up in the spot with the speakers turned on. The mics are hot. We got people in the place who came to rock. And yo, let your bird. What's the time on your watch? 5 o'clock. We all up in the spot with the speakers turned on and the mics are hot. We got people in the place who came to rock. Yo, bird. Yo, Les, what's the time on your watch?
5 o'clock. Greenwich Mean, top notch digital. Wait, kids, talks, weak, slop, songs, pitiful. Gag me with spoon, bark, not minimal. Claggy and 6-2, all y'all syllables. Stay simple for the sake of sibilant syllabus. For the simian, serious motherfucker, I rhyme. Keep it bumping like a big building is building it with the burden. The business you bridesmaids aren't brides. We're married to the flow.
Halifax to Orlando, run the millennium like Han Orlando.
Is that word, bro?
Yeah, you know it, fam. And I'm down with Sharon like Lois and Graham. Goddamn! Spread new dope rhymes all over the streets like Ed 209. Then we take it national like Peter Mansbridge and eat all the food in your grand fridge.
Not now, but right now. Checking your watch. Never ask when the time is on.
When is it?
Not now, but right now.
It takes more than rhymes to rock.
When is it?
Not now, but right now.
Checking your watch.
Never ask when the time is on.
When is it?
Not now, but right now.
It takes more than rhymes to rock. This
time. One for the trouble.
With fresh kills, it's lightning unbroken. Beat time on time like the son of Odin.
The super villains, forget Loki and Red Skull. We leave you more blue than a depressed Brett Hull.
Hull breach to your ego, see no evil. Peanuts like bald people feeding beagles.
You'll be needing needles for your DJ to scratch this.
Never sell out,
but we're always on the backlist.
Gotta re-up
before we get torrented.
Haters gonna hate,
but it's really unwarranted.
Yo, you want some more of this?
Yeah.
Good.
We knew there was a reason we came up to your hood.
To rock it nonstop,
keep it hot on stage, and
we do it big time like the clock on play.
It's more or less a word bird up in the spot with the speakers turned on and the mics are hot. We got people in the place who came to rock. And yo, let
your bird.
What's the time on your watch? 5 o'clock. We all up in the spot with the speakers turned on and the mics are hot. We got people in the place who came to rock. Yo, bird. Yo, let's. What's the time on your watch?
When is it?
Not now, but right now.
Checking your watch.
Never ask when the time is on.
When is it?
Not now, but right now.
Ashes to ashes and cheek to cheek. And one of us, 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 cheek to c
That's the Beatles, and I'm So Tired, sending it out to all you insomniacs out there. I know there's a few of you, not just me, right? Every now and then you try every remedy, home remedy, some milk and some cookies. Turkey's supposed to be a good one, and you go to the drugstore and you get the, you know, the little, I think it's melanin, all kinds of things. Just for anything, for a little bit of shut-eye when you're having trouble getting that shut-eye. What's Shakespeare say? Sleep knits the raveled sleeve of care. But if you don't get any sleep, there's no knitting, right? I don't think Shakespeare said that part, but you get the point. Before the Beatles, and I was off of the record called The Beatles, better known as the White Album, we heard Sam Roberts' band Let It In, and that's off a record called Collider. And we started with Word Burglar and Rhyme O'Clock. Oh yeah, Rhyme O'Clock. And that's off of Third Burglar, I think it's called. His third record. He's punning with the number three. The guy's good with words, though. But if you've got really good words, watch out. The guy steals them. He's a word burglar for sure. Straight out of Dartmouth. Okay, let's get the show continuing on. We're going to play something from Jenny Lewis. Off of her latest record. It's a song called Head's Gonna Roll. And she's got a very novelistic way about her as a writer, as a songwriter. Little details. Like, too many people seem to think that song should be about the songwriter. It should be personal angst and the personal thing they're going through. And not that many people lead such unique and interesting lives that really works. And I like the idea of you know, like the Beatles writing songs like "Obladi Oblada" about Molly and Desmond Jones down at the market. I mean, it's novelistic. It's third person. It's a story. They're creating and conjuring up the magic in the world. Now, it will turn out that lots of times when you write that way, and I'm sure that Jenny Lewis will attest to that, that there are things that she can look back on in the song and go, oh, right, that was me. That line is about me, or, you know, maybe thinly disguised, but she can see how she fits into the song or what it was about her personal experience that informed this world that she created. But she's, anyway, you just listen to her as a lyricist. I mean, the music is fantastic. She's got Ringo Starr drumming on this song, by the way. He just showed up because he was such a fan. Justifiably so. So let's go. This is, and Head's Gonna, by the way, one other thing about Head's Gonna Roll. It's a boxing reference. She's become such a boxing aficionado. In fact, if you see her live performances, you'll see her wear a boxer's robe. In fact, as she does this number on her piano. And it's a boxing phrase, Head's Gonna Roll. So there's a little, any boxing fans out there, there's a little bit of a boxing connection to this song as well. Jenny Lewis, here on Ear Candy.
Since I haven't talked to you, I dream about your baby blues and wonder why you stopped getting high. Even though we were just friends, I think of us as bookends, and I'm gonna love you till I die. And you think you're going to heaven, and that I'm going to hell, and that I'm gonna keep on dancing till I hear that ringing bell.
Kill me there, and he kissed me on the ground.
That is Gary Flanagan with Tonight from his record Son of Parkway. Gary is a local artist from the St. John area, and Parkway was one of the two major malls for many, many years. And Son of Parkway, I'm not quite sure where the sun comes from, but the Parkway, I get where that's coming from, and the album cover, in fact, looks like it takes a little bit of the signage from the old mall. If you like your 80s, mid-80s, synth pop kind of thing, sort of Men at Work, if you will, and I don't know, Soft Cell and Human League. Like, Gary is the guy that knows how to do that for sure. New record, Son of Parkway, you can get it CD Baby. Gary Flanagan, Bandcamp, also, if you're interested. It's again very catchy, reminiscent of the mid 80s synth pop. And I played it right after the Cars, because when the Cars first broke in 1978, their keyboardist really just had a few sounds, but they were very synth kind of sound. So they were branded as New Wave. They were just a rock and roll band, but they had this kind of cool keyboard sound, even though they only had five or six sounds to play with. And you could hear that on Good Times Roll, which is the song that we played from their debut record. And you're thinking, okay, so you're doing mid-80s synth pop. How does that accommodate for this song at the top of the set? Jenny Lewis, Head's Gonna Roll. Well, that's because we're on a roll. We were doing Head's Gonna Roll, Good Times Roll, and then totally switched to Tonight by Gary Flanagan. So we got sidetracked, but you can kind of see that there was a roll thing. Anyway, we started again with Head's Gonna Roll from Jenny Lewis off of her record On the Line. Thought that the record was going to be named Love's Way. It turned out her parents had a kind of a cover band, and they were a Vegas lounge act called Love's Way. And her mother died, and some of the songs on the record are about reconciling with her mother and spending time with her and her as the sands of time ticked away from her. Anyway, good record. The show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. How are you doing out there? That's what I'd like to know. I hope you're doing great. Hope you're having a fantastic day. And some days are better than others. If you're having one of those days that not so great, I hope I'm at least making it a little more bearable, a little more passable. Going to play something from Elvis Costello. Perhaps I was inspired by the Cars and this whole thing about New Wave. We're not going to play one of his early songs, though. We're going to play one called Hurry Down Doomsday. Oh, catchy. Hooks all over and just the weirdest thing. Hurry Down Doomsday, the bugs are taking over. I have no idea what the song's about exactly, other than I love it and you're probably going to love it too. We're going to start, before we play that one, we're going to play The Cranberries' Wake Me When It's Over from, in the end, their final record with Dolores Claiborne and then Elvis. Okay, here we go. Cranberries on Ear Candy.
You cannot let it go. sin is the purpose. In the TNN temple of the railroad kings, planting a trashy paperback book for accidental purchase, containing all the secrets of life and other useless things. But I can't bring myself to love. Wake up, zombie, write yourself another book. You wanna scream and shout my little flax and loud, hurry down, fumes, they the bugs are taking over.
Score, or maybe blinded by the light, cause I'm a filthy troglodyte. If I was right and you were wrong, then I could sing another song. But I am wrong, you were right, and I don't want another fight. All for one and one for all and all and all and all and all. Tell me what I want, tell me what I feel. You're so fabulously absolute. Tell me what I want, tell me what I need. You're so fabulously absolute.
was Same from Matthew Logan Vasquez off of his record Does What He Wants. Oh, the bravado, the macho of that title. No one gets to do what they want all the time. You got to think of other people around you. But as a destination, as a possibility, I suppose. Before that, we heard Joe Jackson, Fabulously Absolute, Elvis Costello, Hurry Down Doomsday. We started with the Cranberries and Wake Me When It's Over. We're coming to the end of our time together, so we're going to make a date for next week, right? Same time, same place. Check your local listings. And I might have a snippet of Hole in Your Soul from the 1977 album, The Album by ABBA. And then we're going to turn things over to Lorenzo By Night and Andrew Cacucci. You check your local listings if you're listening to the show elsewhere for the excellent programming at Boat to Follow Ear Candy. Come back next week.